as 2016 became 2017 and made the switch.
Wood Radio News Time is 8:07. I'm John Bry. Next news at 8:30. Breaking news at once on West Michigan's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on.
Thank you, John. Chuck Lachori in for Steve Kelly on the West Michigan Morning News. Tony Brooks in for Brett Bikita. They'll all be back tomorrow as we turn the calendar to 2017. Grand Rapids making Trulia's list of the top 10 housing markets to watch in this year. In fact, we are the only market in the Midwest to make Trulia's top 10 list for housing markets. And home builder John Bitely, he's president of Sable Homes in West Michigan. He joins us on the telephone. Good morning, John. Why do you think we scored so well?
Well, we continue to have a very wonderful place to live here in West Michigan, and specifically this Grand Rapids market. We've got a lot of good school districts and jobs for people, and it's just a desirable place to live and raise a family.
Well, we also know Sable Homes reported a record year in home construction in 2016. You closed on 120 new homes in the greater Grand Rapids area. Congratulations. That's up from the last couple of years. A big increase. So, John, I ask you, who's buying one of your Sable homes?
Most of our buyers right now are moving up at least one series, if not two, you know, their first or second move-ups. Entry-level homes, new homes are a little more pricey in the new world, and so the existing market is now fueling your first-time home buyers stronger than what we are. The first-time home buyers we're seeing are the very professional, upper-paid, possible millennials already. But they're getting ready to start their family, and many times are moving from the downtown scene and the single scene to a community to raise their family.
Home builder John Bitely, president of Sable Homes, joining us on the telephone. Grand Rapids making Trulia's list of the top 10 housing markets to watch in 2017. Sable Homes had a record year last year, as you say. So obviously, the housing market is clearly picking up from where we were just a few years ago. So having said that, does that mean are we at a seller's market now?
Well, it's also a buyer's market from the standpoint that prices are probably still going to go higher than they are right now. But also from a seller or buyer standpoint, a buyer can feel comfortable if they already own a home that they can sell their home and get a fair market and or most cases more than they paid for it. So we're back into that situation where they're moving equity forward into their new home. It makes their mortgages work great. Mortgage rates have ticked up a little, but they're still a great deal from historical percentage rates. So it continues to make housing very affordable for a community as strong in jobs and in people as what we are.
Michigan home builders among the hardest hit during the Great Recession. You and I have talked about that before. A lot of skilled tradesmen, home builders, picked up, packed up, and they left Michigan to find work. So with things picking up here, are those builders, those skilled trades, are they coming back?
Well, we in particular have been very blessed. We were able to have a nucleus or a core of some very skilled people, and we did our best to take as good a care of them as we could in the downturn, and in turn many of them have stuck with us, and that it's allowed us to add people that need more training or less qualified people with them and still produce the quality work we're looking for. To just go out and hire skilled tradesmen, that's really tough right now because we as an industry didn't train many people, you know, 6 and 8 years ago. Our local home builders association and myself and a couple other people, we started a committee called Next Generation a while back, and it was all about getting new people to come to the skilled trades, and that has took off very well. The CWDA is a huge event we had at the DeVos with thousands of students coming, and just exposing young people to skilled trades, and the fact that a lot of these people in the skilled trades, once you got your journeyman card or got your experience under your belt, they're making 50, 80 grand a year, and they're not experiencing that $50,000 or $80,000 cost of college to get there. Matter of fact, most of the time they're paid to work to learn.
So, home builder John Bitely, he's president of Sable Homes, joining us on the phone. John, hold on for just 1 minute. I got a follow-up question to ask you. Wood Radio News Time is 811. We check traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the ones. We have Kevin Richards standing by. Kev?
I had that breakdown in Granville, Chuck.
The cross on Dewey Hill in Grand Haven still is an anchor. Our state appeals court says it will remain that way, as we'll explain in our news at the bottom of the hour.
Thank you, John. Wood Radio News time is 8:16. In fact, we were talking with home builder John Bitely at Sable Homes about those skilled trade jobs. John on the phone with us as we talk about Grand Rapids and Trulia, the list of the top 10 housing markets to watch in 2017. John, you guys had a record year last year, too. You know, there's tons of home improvement shows on television, shows on flipping homes, buying homes, selling homes. Are you finding, because of all these TV shows, you're finding a more educated home buyer in West Michigan?
I think a lot of the buyers realize that those shows are for television. You know, once in a while we'll click through them just over the holidays here, and they were showing a budget to it, and some other people that were in the room, one of them, you know, my Lord, they don't know what they're talking about. You know, there's no way you can do that on that kind of budget. So I think the average consumer is quite realistic and understand that a lot of these shows are made to look good and to entertain versus sometimes the realistic amount of work and or the cost that goes into to retroing some of these homes.
Yeah, but it's good TV. It's good escape TV. I spend a lot of time watching those. The house, you know the shows, the house is a dump, and then 22 and a half minutes later, the show looks like $1 million.
We can say what you want, but the consumer is smart enough to see through that, and they realize those things. You know, just to, as an example, we run 30 to 45 days just in permitting and getting ready to dig a basement on a home. That's true paperwork now on those shows. Sure, they can have that done ahead of time and say it's whatever, but for the consumer that comes in and decides to order a new home to be built for them, that's part of that planning process and that time period versus because there just isn't the existing homes and or inventory for them to choose from. You know, we're seeing a lot more people come in and order a home and have it built for them.
It's home builder John Bitely, president of Sable Homes, on the phone talking about the Trulia list of the top 10 housing markets to watch, Grand Rapids being the only one in the Midwest for 2017. Sable Homes, a record year last year. John, congratulations on last year and hopefully an even better year in 2017.
Thank you, Chuck. We're hoping so, too, and it looks like it should be.
Yes, Wood Radio News time is 8:18.